producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live, and it's also the live Saturday edition of the program. With you in the studio, it's Ian
and Mark.
Our toll-free number, should you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can, of course, bring up anything you want. I do want to get back to the Halloween display that's offending people. We touched on it at the very beginning of the show. But of course, you can call in about what you'd like, and a lot of people have been discussing immigration.
Immigration gets mentioned on Free Talk Live, it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a really fringe position, and my fringe position is that free people can cross the borders of free countries freely, or you don't have free people, and you don't have free countries. That travel is a liberty, and you can't claim to be a free country if you don't allow people to travel into it.
You can't claim to love freedom if, on the other hand, you're advocating for a police state, which is what you would need in order to stop immigration
from
happening.
You ought to tear down the Statue of Liberty, too, because it has that whole Emma Lazarus poem on it, give me your poor, your tent is tossed, yearning to be free, that thing.
You're rich, you're poor.
Instead, some new poem. Maybe they could just etch it out and put a new poem there, something that says something about we're going to build a wall with heat-seeking missiles on it.
I like the idea, Mark, of, if you truly are anti-immigration, of the symbolism of tearing down the Statue of Liberty. I mean, just splash her right into the ocean there? Or the sound? What is that, a gulf? I don't know what the heck that
watery area
New York is. Splash her into the water.
I'm not sure where she is. I know that there are certainly bodies of water there.
Well, get different angles. You could get different camera angles on us. You could have like a helicopter flying above to where when she, maybe tip her over backwards. That way you can watch as the water just kind of rushes in and covers the statue up as she sinks to her watery grave. It would certainly be a more appropriate symbol for the way the United States is today, the fallen Statue of Liberty, the sunken Statue of Liberty, and then they could replace it with some kind of, icon of the police state. Maybe they could put a bear cat in
there
instead.
Before you get too whipped up about Ian's comments here, and I'll admit they are somewhat bombastic, before you get too whipped up about it, consider that the United States has slipped down the world freedom charts. There isn't one that it's rising on, frankly, that it's number 20 recently in the Cato Institute, not exactly a liberal organization. The Cato Institute's, the Cato Institute, the Fraser Institute, and then some German...
Swedish, I believe.
I thought it was Swiss, actually. Some Swiss organization that has written in German. Number 20 on that list, and that's the world... that's human freedoms. That's not just economic.
All right. Let's go to your calls and thoughts and start with Larry, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hey, Larry.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. You're on the radio. Go ahead, sir.
Awesome. I want to say that I agree with your opinion about free people should be able to move freely in a free world. Correct.
Excellent.
I just want to touch a little bit on the 14th Amendment and birthright and people that are born in this country, automatic citizens of this country. And my question to you is what your opinion is on if immigrants have children in this country, if they should be, the children of those immigrants should have the nationality of those immigrants. And maybe that'll help alleviate some of the so-called illegal immigration.
Opinion? So there's some issues around birthright citizenship, and I have done some research into this recently. I just assumed, like most Americans, that if you're born, it's like tag. You're born here, you're a citizen, yippee. But from a legal standpoint, and we're just talking about the lies that lawyers tell here, right? A legal standpoint, birthright citizenship is not a foregone conclusion from a legal standpoint. It's not a constitutional right, from what I can tell. I am not a Supreme Court justice, so therefore my opinion doesn't matter in this issue, but that's what I can tell. What I would say as far as a birthright citizenship is, to me, it would be all about a practical issue as far as people being able to live a better life. So if, for instance, it was the political way that we could allow people to come here, work, produce things that benefit everybody, because that's what work does, to make a better United States, a better world, and a better life for them, and a better life for you and me. If that's what it took, is to say, birthright citizen, we're doing away with birthright citizenship. If that's the political cost of it, it doesn't matter to me.
Right on. Yeah, I'm somewhere along the lines of that myself. I come from illegal immigrant parents, and I'm now a citizen of this great country, but it would have been nice to have been given the choice to not necessarily be an automatic tag you're in.
Thank you, Larry, for your call tonight. Let's go to we're going to try Eric one more time here. Okay, it sounds like he's there this time. Go ahead, Eric. You're on the radio. You're on Free Talk Live. Going once.
Hello?
Going twice. Hello.
Hey, man. Sorry about that. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
That's what we do. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So about 2 hours ago, you were talking about rights, and you know, people have scattered opinions about it. You said that you think the government is disemboweling our rights, and I definitely agree with you to a certain extent. But then started thinking, man, we're sitting here. I'm sitting here in my car, and I'm listening on the radio. Some guy trashed the government, you know, like to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of cool because, North Korea doesn't even really have grocery stores, you know.
So, well, no doubt, North Korea. Yeah.
Yeah. The fact that we can hear and talk.
I think that our
government.
Our right to complain is still pretty much intact in this country.
Sure.
There might be a few instances where that's not the case, but pretty much you have a nearly intact right to complain. And if you compare the United States to other nations, which is like comparing your cancer to other people's cancer, right? If you compare it to other nations, I'd say that generally it comes out in the top, the top quintile as far as nations go. It's a good place to earn money, and money can buy you more freedom. For instance. So I think it's good in those senses. What I think is important to do is to understand that we can get better. We can make a better place, and we would make it better by having more freedom, not less. Like, North Korea is really a great place to look at to see what sucks.
Yeah, I don't want to go in that direction.
Venezuela is an awesome place to look at what doesn't work. And we should be looking at that and trying our very best not to emulate them. However, I see a lot of people that seem to be completely blind to what results if with a militarized state. What results with government control over the economy?
Mark, it can happen here.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it can happen here. It can happen here, and it's on its way. When you talk to people who are from Eastern Bloc countries and that sort of thing that have come here, they will tell you over and over and over again, This is what the politicians where I come from sound like.
Yeah.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
for your call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Scott in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Go ahead with your thoughts, Scott.
Hello. Yeah, I was listening to your call, and you're right. I mean, I do agree with you on one thing. It definitely is a radical position. Pretty much.
It's a radical position.
Freedom is a very radical thing, isn't it? Freedom.
It's scary.
Well, I would call it basically the radio counterpart to clickbait, but if
we don't do it. Hold on. Before you accuse me of clickbait, consider people bring it up.
We didn't have it in our show prep.
Right. I don't have to because it happens every time. Somebody says something and then we've got to respond to it. It's our job as talk show hosts. So we don't bring it up. Everybody else brings it up.
Because sometimes we brought it up, but we didn't bring it up tonight.
Here's what I would call nonsensical, though, which is putting a poem written on the Statue of Liberty, which has about as much force of law as your radio show, over a Constitution which has the control of our borders.
No, it doesn't.
No, the Constitution doesn't mention it.
The Constitution doesn't even mention immigration.
Yep. Constitutional
it
experts.
Control, it does control it, though. Look it up.
It controls naturalization, but not the borders.
Well, that's part of it, guys.
No, naturalization doesn't really have anything to do with it. That means it's not traveling across the border.
You can immigrate.
Naturalization has to do with...
Hold that thought, Scott. You can... Yeah, let's talk about that. The difference between immigration and naturalization here. You can join us.
And historically, you can find lots of examples of places that allowed... in the United States, that allowed immigrants to vote. I'm not advocating for that. I'm just saying you can find it.
855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Here, Ian and Mark with you.
Ever wish you had a business that ran itself, put money in your pocket, and you didn't have to go to work? If I could turn your current life into that business, then list it in the right systems that put money in your pocket, so potentially you didn't have to go to work. Is that something you might be interested in? Credit Success Secrets Revealed is exactly that. We help you document your life as a business. We place that data in the right systems to trigger automatic personal and business credit that works. We teach you how to get business funding to buy assets that put money in your pocket. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works 100% of the time, no matter your situation. It's as easy as following simple directions. We practically fill it out for you. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many people get cash in their hands right now. Call 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or go to creditsuccesssecretsrevealed.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Us here, our toll free number.
855-450-FREE. It's the live Saturday edition, and I'm Ian.
And I'm Mark.
And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features waiting for you on the site. We give them away. And we've got some great folks who back up the show, like ProXPN, who really care about liberty. ProXPN has come up with a way for you to get an incredible price on their service, which is a virtual private network. They encrypt your online data, protecting you from prying and spying, especially by your own internet service provider who might be data mining your web browsing habits. They might be selling that information off to other corporations, maybe handing it over to the government. Well, you can stop that from happening by using ProXPN. They encrypt your data. You can do it for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, as well as Linux. And their new offer, which is the best one we've ever seen. We've had ProXPN now, what, 2 years or something like that? It's been a while.
Yeah.
Their newest offer here is amazing, but you can only get it if you have Bitcoin. All right, so this is a good reason to actually get some Bitcoin, because with Bitcoin, when you go to proxpn.com/amp, that's amp like advertise, market, and promote, as in our Free Talk Live amp program, proxpn.com/amp, you pay with Bitcoin through that link, you'll get 2 years worth of ProXPN for less than $50 worth of Bitcoin, and $5 of your purchase will go to the Free Talk Live AMP program, because ProXPN supports the ideas of liberty. And so you help out yourself by getting your internet connection encrypted, you help the Free Talk Live AMP program, and ProXPN gets your business. So everybody wins. It's win-win and win. So proxpn.com/amp. All right. So you don't have Bitcoin, you're saying. You don't feel like getting any? That's okay. We've still got our discount code for you that we've had for a long time. It's FTL50. So if you want to pay with your credit card, you can still do that with code FTL50 and get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy the annual account with code FTL50 at proxpn.com. And don't forget proxpn.com/amp for that special Bitcoin-only offer. As we continue here, you can join us. We do still have Scott listening in Indy. And, Scott, you are back on Free Talk Live. You were, I think, comparing... you were comparing the United States to places like North Korea. And, Mark, I don't know if you were making a point as we were going out there.
No, that was the last caller.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're lost.
I'm off in space here.
Scott, help him out.
I didn't do that.
Go ahead, man. I don't know what we were talking about.
Yeah, that's okay. Nobody's perfect. I was just going to say that really, if you want a good example of the utopia of pretty much unrestrained travel, look at Western Europe, not Eastern Europe, and you'll find that there are people from all over the world who have pretty much totally erased their identity. When you come to a country, ordinarily you would be expected that, okay, you learn the language, you'd understand the social mores, you'd take part, you get a job, you would become a part of the country. But what's happened there, unfortunately, is there are people coming there who don't really have any particular affection for the countries they're moving to. And they're becoming fractious. Just look at the riots that have happened over the years in France, and they've even been happening in Great Britain.
That happens because they're socialists.
Yeah,
and
I've looked into this deeply, and many times the reason they go to these countries is because, you know, it's a better standard of living, and getting free stuff makes for a better standard of living. And getting free stuff, what it does is it allows you to not assimilate, and because, you know, you can leave the wife at home where she has to wear, run around in a burqa or whatever it is that she has to run around in, and she doesn't assimilate to the local culture. If, however, you know, you have to work for a living and nothing's provided for you, she goes out, she gets a job like everybody, every other gal does, and then you find much more assimilation going on. It's the social welfare programs that are distributed widely in Europe that are causing this breakdown.
That would be part of it, but if you would like a good example, and you were going on about, you know, free and open travel, I look toward the early 20th century, late 19th century, where we did have people coming here, but they were carefully screened. The main things they're checking for were communicable diseases,
yes,
any ties to radicalism, any ties, you know, if you have totally unrestrained, what do you think is going to happen when you have a particular religion that has as its ultimate goal total domination of the globe through a theocracy?
You know that's a conservative talking point, right? Like the vast majority of Muslims don't have that.
Well, whether you believe it or not, they do, Ian.
That's ridiculous.
That's Mark. I don't believe it either.
Well, it is ridiculous, but it is what they want to do, and it is.
No, it is not what they want to do. Muslims are individuals just like you and I, and they have different opinions about things. We had Will Coley on the line from Muslims for Liberty, and he doesn't want that at all, and nor does any other Muslim I've ever met in my entire life.
Right. I mean, the more accurate statement would be that Americans want to dominate the globe.
I'm sorry. You what was that, Mark?
I was saying that the more accurate statement would be some kind of generalization like Americans want to dominate the globe. They want their government to lord over everybody else's government and pretend like they're superior. Now, if you don't agree with that statement...
Oh, he jumped off the line.
Shoot. If you don't agree with that statement, and I don't want that... But if you don't agree with that statement, then you need to sort of look at what it might be like to look at look from someone else's shoes at U.S. policy and then what the kind of decisions that they might make.
Let's talk to Joy, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hey, Joy.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. On my Facebook, the story popped up, and it said, truck driver arrested after Texas police officers find this inside loaded trailer. And it was, you know, I start counting. I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 15, 20. I lost count. And, you know, I'll say Mexicans, but I'm sure there were other, you know, countries, but we're going to say Mexico. So I posed a question on my Facebook, and nobody has answered it, so I thought maybe you guys would.
We love questions. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, so I said, can someone please explain to me why the president of Mexico has not been arrested for war crimes against his people? This has been going on for years. Subhuman living standards are so bad that these people risk their lives to live. We go overseas to remove and kill presidents, but nothing to our next-door neighbor. When will this president and the ones before him face charges against humanity and genocide?
Well, I don't know that genocide has to be something that's sort of intentional, right? Like you have to be intending to kill people. But I get what you're saying is that the government policies bring bad results. The sad thing is when you ask the majority of people their opinion, they're going to come up with, hey, you know, I'd like a bunch of free stuff. And that's what big government's all about. And that's what they've got in many countries, well, all the countries around the world, frankly. But governments just grow. But so that's what the results are. Mexico doesn't have the sort of institutionalized wealth that the United States had from the period called the Gilded Era.
But it's also not one of the poorest countries in the world either.
They just recently instituted some kind of welfare program in the last 10 years. So they have something to keep the poorest of the poor from starving to death, but not much.
Joy, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. There are a lot of people who go down to Mexico. We have a friend of the show, Angel Clark, who moved her show down there.
Many Americans are living great down in Mexico.
Yeah, she's living just fine down there. Now, obviously, there's a lower standard of living, but there's also lower cost to living down there as well.
I went down to Acapulco. Things looked great.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. That's not to say there aren't impoverished areas, but we've got that too.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's AlkaVision.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Are invited to join us here on Free Talk Live. The us includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And we've got a website. Our site's freetalklive.com. Go there. Enjoy the features on the site totally free. You can download episodes of the show. You can even watch the webcam. You can download the webcam later as well. We got the webcam feed. We upload it to our YouTube channel on a nightly basis. So if you prefer to watch rather than just listen, you can do that. All of this is available free to you. Go to freetalklive.com. There's a lot to explore there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And we're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts. Whatever you want to discuss goes. I'm hoping we'll get a chance to talk about these ridiculous, scary Halloween, displays in people's front yards that are upsetting some people. But you can call about what you want. And let's go to Mark, listening in Wilmington to WILM. Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, hi. Good evening. It's been a very interesting show.
Thanks.
I was a little taken by the back and forth having to do with Islam and the issue about property, because your expert who's on the line quoted certain books. If he looks in the Quran, which I'm sure he knows because he is a Muslim, if he looks at 33:27, he'll find that it states that when a Muslim conquers a infidel land or goes to war, He can take whatever he finds, because infidels have no innate property rights, and that it says so right in the Quran. And additionally, there is a principle in the Quran that at several different surahs at different locations called taqiyya, which is basically the artful deception or lying to an infidel to get their guard down, as long as it's in advance of spreading Islam.
How do you lie to somebody to spread a religion? I mean, that doesn't. I don't understand.
One way is to tell people that in Islam they respect the property rights of infidels. I mean, it's just a fact that if you're an infidel today, for example, in Egypt, if you are a Coptic Christian, an Egyptian Christian, that the land that you have is subject to being attacked. You have to pay a special tax called the jizya that is not paid by Muslims. And you own the property, but you don't have the real right to use it or to trade it. It could be.
Don't the Muslims have to pay different taxes than the Christians do? So the Christians basically, their taxes to offset the tax that they don't pay because they're not Muslim?
I have no idea, but the point is that the contention is that Muslims are respectful of other people's property rights.
I have a very difficult time rebutting it because I don't know that much about Islam.
Mark, because I've actually got Will Cawley back on the line, and normally there's a one call per night, but since he's basically calling you out, Will, we're going to let you come in here and respond to the...
I'm just saying he neglected to quote the Quran.
Well, let's hear what the context is or what his response is. Go ahead, Will.
Well, I'm actually looking at the chapter of the Quran that he's stating right here, and there's nothing that discusses property rights or war or anything. There's something about marriage here, something about the house, the verses.
Listen to the Quran. It says, and he made you heirs of their land, their houses, their goods, and of a land which ye have not frequented before, and Allah has power over all things. That's what the Quran says.
That's nowhere near where you're even beginning to speak about. You said, what was it, 33, 37, or 34?
I'm looking at 33, 27. And he made you heirs of their land, their houses, and their goods, and of a land which ye have not frequented before. And Allah has power.
And the claim is, what you're claiming is that segment, Mark, means... You're saying, Mark, that to you that means that if somebody determines that there's an infidel, that they can just take, the Muslims can take their property?
This is the reason why, for example, the group called ISIS, when they attack places, they take the property of the Christians have been systematically... driven out of the land that ISIS has been taking over.
Okay, but ISIS isn't Muslims like normal Muslims are. You understand that, right?
You shouldn't characterize normal. I'm talking about what the Quran says. The people who are physically doing these things, they say they're Muslims. They say they're doing it because the Quran gives them the right.
Okay.
All right. Stand by, Mark. Let Will respond. Go ahead.
All right. Well, there is a scholarly portion of discussion of Quran called Tafsir. And basically what that is it's understanding what's happening in the history, what's happening in the outside world at the time of the revelation of Quran. And chapter 33 specifically is speaking about the Battle of Mecca, where there was an offensive battle where basically, religious pilgrims had been attacked on numerous occasions. Unarmed religious pilgrims had been slaughtered on numerous occasions by the Meccans. And because of that, the way was opened for offensive retaliation to prevent these murders from happening again. And this is specifically talking about after that battle. If you start with 25, it says, and God repelled those who disbelieved in their rage, not having obtained any good, and sufficient was God for the believers in battle, and ever is Allah powerful and exalted in might. Then 26 says, and he brought down those who supported them, them being the people who were offensively attacking Muslims, from the people of the scripture. There was a Jewish tribe who had allied with the Meccans and attempted to open the rear gates of the city of Medina and allow the Meccans to come in and sack the city. So this is specifically talking about these people who were taken captive in the midst of a military battle after they had attempted to overrun a city that was not offensively attacking them.
Okay, let's let Mark respond to that.
So what you're saying, though, there, Will, is that the the passage of the Quran that Mark was reading earlier was essentially out of context. He made it sound like, oh, these Muslims, you know, they think you're an infidel. They can just go in and take your property because they don't care about property. And what you were saying was this was after Muslims had been attacked, peaceful pilgrims had been attacked. They were essentially told, look, you know, you have the right to take the property from your attackers. Is that right?
Well, this was actually, it says here, it says that you took captive a party. There was a group of people who had attacked you, and you took them captive. That's what chapter 33, verse 26 says. And then 27, it says, and he causes you to inherit their lands and their home and property and land which you have not trodden.
The fact God, that they took you captive means that you've got claim on
that
them.
They attacked you without cause, and now you have taken them captive as military captives. They have lost their right to their property, because they have committed an offensive act of war against peaceful people.
Yeah. Now, Mark, were you just, I mean, have you actually read the Quran, or were you just pulling that off of some kind of anti-Muslim website?
Hey, first of all, I heard you saying Mark said this and he said like that. No, ask me what I said. That's number
We're right here with you right now. Go ahead.
Look, I'm a trained philosopher. I've got all but a PhD. I lived in a Muslim country. I read the Quran three times. I lived with a Muslim holy man. That has nothing to do with the issue. The issue is this gentleman said that Islam respects the property rights of infidels. And the fact is that in our own very day today, Islam has been taking the property of Christians whenever they can. It happened in Bethlehem because I know Christian families who were driven out of Bethlehem in Israel by Muslims. And then there are all the Christians who are being absolutely devastated, genocidal by ISIS.
Of course, not all Muslims are created the
this
same.
This is moving the goalposts. Mark, you're moving the goalposts.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Mark, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Okay, so at first it was an issue of what does the Quran say? And we brought on an Islamic expert that understands the ideas of liberty and can translate this for us and give us good answers. And then it's like, well, some Muslim government is taking some things from some Christians. Well, yes, I'm sure that's happening.
This is from a book of Islamic jurisprudence. It says that the covenant of protection imposes upon Muslims certain obligations toward the people of Scripture. These are Christians and Jews living amongst them.
Those they obligations. Hold that thought. 855-453. What are the obligations of Muslims towards Christians? It's Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here on these airwaves. And you can call in and join us, though right now the phones are loaded. So if you don't make it in tonight, we do a Sunday show. It is live on Sunday nights, just like it's live every night of the week here on Free Talk Live. Our live hours are 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, so if you're not listening live, just schedule your call during our live hours, and then you can listen to yourself later on the radio or on our internet feed or wherever you want to listen.
Even if you call in when we're live, you can go to get the podcast later at freetalklive.com and listen to yourself then.
That is true. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here. Let's continue. We actually have Will Cawley back with us on the line from Muslims for Liberty. You were going to explain to us what the obligations of Muslims are towards Christians, because we had a caller earlier just a moment ago, who was claiming that, you know, Muslims are doing terrible things to Christians in certain places, and so therefore it must be prescribed by God or by the prophet.
Well, rather than reading or reciting to you from a book of Islamic jurisprudence, I'm going to read to you a letter that was written by the Prophet Muhammad himself to the monks at St. Catherine's Cathedral.
Is it a short letter?
It's a short letter. Quote, "This is a message from Muhammad ibn Abdullah as a covenant to those who adopt Christianity near and far. We are with them. Verily, I, the servants, the helpers, and my followers defend them, because Christians are my citizens, and by Allah I hold out against anything that displeases them. No compulsion is to be on them, neither are their judges to be removed from their jobs, nor their monks from their monastery. No one is to destroy a house of their religion, to damage it, or to carry any property from it to the Muslims' houses. Should anyone take any of these, he would spoil God's covenant, disobey God's prophet, and verily they are my allies. They have my secure charter against all that they hate. No one is to force them to travel or to oblige them to fight. The Muslims are to fight for them. If a female Christian is married to a Muslim, it is not to take place without her approval. She is not to be prevented from visiting her church to pray. Their churches are to be respected. They are neither to be prevented from repairing them, nor the sacredness of their covenants. No one of this nation, i.e. the Muslims, is to disobey this covenant until the last day, i.e. the end of the world." That's the words of Muhammad.
Wow, that's fantastic. You know, Will, I know you're considering a move to New Hampshire, and you're considering maybe moving to I think it was Michigan. And I got to say, I love having you on the show. You're so well informed on this issue. I try my best when you're not here, but obviously I know a fraction of what you do. And I think people just don't understand in the United States. They don't understand Islam. They, you know, whatever they hear from very biased sources. And man, you know, I hope you'll move to New Hampshire because I'd love to have you sit in here once a week with us here on Free Talk Live.
Right? Can I have 2 seconds to kind of illustrate how the gentleman before me and his claim about Islam is not anything new? Let me read you one line from a children's book called The Toadstool. It was written by Nazi propagandist Julius Streicher, who was hung at Nuremberg. We may lie and cheat Gentiles. In the Talmud, it says that it is permitted for Jews to lie and cheat to Gentiles. So the Taqiyya reference and the constant accusation that Muslims are allowed to lie is nothing new. It's the same trope that's been used against religious minorities since the days of the brown shirts. And the anti-Muslim movement we have seen today with their attempts at violence toward Muslims and their constant accusation that Muslims lie, that this is no different from the message that was pushed by the Third Reich.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Let's bring Don on the line here. Since he's calling regarding the Quran, I want to keep you with us, Will. Go ahead, Don. You're on with Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty.
Okay. Well, you know, I did have one thing to say, but I'm listening to what this gentleman says. You know, he's reading that. But my point is, if that's the case, then why isn't it that more Muslims don't come with that defensive premise of position that he's talking about? Because that's not what we're saying. And the point that I was going to bring out was what's happened in Egypt before this last regime got in, how that there were Muslims who were part of the Muslim Brotherhood who went in and took Christians' daughters away from them, gave them to older men to marry, and they were not even able to try to pursue or get those daughters back because the police wouldn't help them until this regime was thrown out. See, so the fact is, you can say something, but it's with through a practice, just like with a Christian. A Christian can say many things that the scriptures say, but what do you do when you put it in practice? Because I do not hear many Muslims coming forth condemning these actions. If Muhammad was a person who...
Let's let Will answer to that. Whatever, I mean, what do you think about the claim that, you know, Muslims aren't coming out and condemning attacks on Christians, etc.? Go ahead.
I'm surprised he's able to use a radio because evidently he doesn't know how to use Google. I mean, you literally just type in the words Muslims condemn ISIS and you get page after page after page of protests in America, protests in European countries of Muslims protesting.
I'm not talking about having to dig it up. I'm talking about you're on the radio right now. So where are the Muslims who can come out on television and condemn when they've given the platform to condemn?
You don't just get on television. Don. Wait. You guys don't get back on. You don't get on television just because you go knock on the studio door like, hey. Hey, I'm out here. I'm a Muslim. I'd like to comment.
Has a platform.
Who?
Muslims have a platform to speak to America just like Christians and anybody else does, or non-believers of anything.
What platform is that, sir?
They have the same platform.
What platform?
The news media.
You don't just get news coverage because you ask for it, you know.
I'm not talking about them asking for them. It's been brought to their door, and they did not say this.
It's been brought to whose door?
Look, I heard this all over, when the whole 9/11 thing
right,
went down,
who's
out condemning it? All I had to do was go to the internet, and I began looking. Yeah. The platform. There's Al Jazeera, but they hate the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood's locking up their reporters. So I mean, you know, there's no doubt that Al Jazeera's reporting against them. I don't really know. Just because it's not coming on Fox News doesn't mean it's not happening.
I mean, Will, I'm sure you would love to go on Fox News and be a talking head and, you know, counter some of the things that they're saying in places like that. But, you know, you don't just get the invitation to that regularly, I imagine.
I've begged. I've literally begged. There was actually an event that I was involved with where they were on, that Sean Hannity called. I was the media director. I tried to get on the show. They refused to let me be the one they interviewed.
Sure.
They only wanted to interview the guy who spoke English as a second language. But a really, really quick example for the gentleman who was just calling. In 2011, Anjan Chaudhry, that really crazy guy that does like the Sharia in the USA events and stuff, he came here. He had four events. They were all canceled because nobody showed up. And he got 3 days of royal treatment from the media, CNN, wow. MSNBC, Fox News. 2 weeks later, 100 American imams organized a protest of nearly 10,000 people in the streets of New York City. It was treated to a complete and total media blackout.
Totally,
it
wasn't mentioned that.
It was not mentioned in local media. It wasn't mentioned on Fox, you know, who's always screaming, where are the Muslims?
Well, that's why we have you on here, man, because this is your outlet. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And thanks for the call back as well. He's absolutely right. And it's the same thing libertarians deal with. They get shut out of the media. You know, we'd love to get the libertarian presidential candidate next year, whoever it ends up being. We'd love to get them as many media interviews as the Republican and Democrat. But they don't offer them.
Why don't the libertarians get on the stage with a Republican and Democrat and bring their points forward, for God's sakes? I don't believe anything
arrested.
The libertarians say because they don't get on the stage.
Back in 2004, actually, it was the libertarian candidate Michael Badnarik and the Green Party candidate just simply attended one of the events, these debates, and they were arrested. So they didn't even try to get on the stage, and they got put in handcuffs. So I guess that would be your answer as to why not. John is listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, just to make a point, the Libertarian Presidential Debate Corporation keeps the libertarians and any third party out of the debates.
They sure do.
Because of what happened with Ross Perot. Ross Perot would have won, and I've been a libertarian candidate, and I'm going through some stuff right now, but I'm not going to even go there. We're just going to talk about your immigration policy thing. I think that you're talking about liberty and, you know, why immigration, free borders and everything like that. And I just think you're totally wrong, because you should be looking out for the opportunities for your people. And I think it's almost
my people are human beings, sir.
Oh, I agree with you. But I think you're almost talking about NWO policy, because liberty is really protected by personal wealth. And what you're doing is you're putting us Americans in a situation where we no longer have the financial means to be free anymore.
Don't want to fairly compete against people who are...
John, I wish we had more time for you, but we don't. It's the end of our Saturday edition, but we'll be back tomorrow for the live Sunday show. And see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The witch's hand. And by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.